everyone.
You want to?
Welcome to Part of Unknown. Your name is?
Michael Davis. Your name is?
Rick Cade. And you are?
Hannah Mills. Did you forget a patent for a second?
I did. I took a breath for a second. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Some people need to breathe.
Yeah, some people need to
breathe. It's not all about saying your name, Hunter.
Sorry, but some people need to finish chewing their garlicky breadness before they say someone's name.
We're going to play some games, but it is June 3rd, and I know I'm dating this. I know this isn't going to come out until March 2024, but we are going to Pride. We're going to Pride by the Beach. In July, we will have gone to San Diego Pride, but we are representing our LGBTQ siblings, and I have learned to say siblings because of non-binary, right? So I don't say brothers and sisters, I say siblings, because that hits everybody.
Yeah. Thomas Sanders, you know Thomas Sanders, that YouTuber that we all love, Sandersides, he does all those videos. His outro is, take it easy, guys, gals, and non-binary pals.
Guys, gals, and non-binary pals. Can you remember that for the end of this podcast, please?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wait, let's do a shout-out to Thomas Sanders, and it's a... Let's shout-out Thomas Sanders. Go watch Thomas Sanders. You won't regret it.
You will not regret it.
I love Single H gave you the microphone, and now he wants to talk.
No, I grabbed it so that it could be more...
Oh. Yeah.
So he didn't have to, like, stretch his arm out.
It's fine.
All right.
It's on my karate bag. It's on my karate bag, it's fine.
It will fall on the floor and it will die.
No, like, my arm is on the bag.
Oh.
So.
Well, I have it now, so, haha.
Mass holes.
Yay!
How do we want to address this? We are going to Pride, and I know this is coming out in March, but I think that we should be aware of all excluded people, whether it be by culture, ethnicity, or sexual identity, or gender identity. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
And I think it. We need to be aware of it every day. And you'll notice, you know how, like, most worship centers really ramp up outreach in November and December?
Yeah.
That's when I back off. And then I ramp it back up in January because, yes, we need to have these special months because people are forgotten. But we need to remember them every day. It's more important for me to express the everyday than just a special month.
Yeah.
And because March is TWO month, because of the birthdays of Rick Cade and Michael Davis... Screw you, Hunter.
Hey, August is...
It's August, his unbirthday month.
It's unbirthday?
Unbirthday.
August is the Single H show, so... If we're doing it by birthday, August is the Single H.
That's true.
But it is his Hunter's unbirthday month.
So happy unbirthday to you.
To you.
To me. Okay, let's stop singing for copyright.
Are we playing a game or are we talking about Pride?
Let's play a game. I have an idea.
Alphabetical K actors.
Gosh, okay, you're in the range. You're in the area that I was trying to do.
Okay.
Let's do our movie game.
Yes.
But with like LGBT characters.
Okay.
So we say an LGBT character and we have to guess what show or movie that they're from.
Okay. And then we take another character from that show. This is going to be hard.
No, we don't. Like, we're just going to say an LGBT character, and you guys have to guess.
Guess the show,
and then we can talk about the character.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Cool. Somebody else go first.
I know a bunch. Super easy one.
Yeah.
Though I might steal.
Yeah, don't you dare steal.
I think I know what you gonna say
from
so
the shame TV.
Let's
show.
Let Hoop go first.
Okay, we're gonna let Zingle G go
so
first.
So you say the character name and we guess the show.
Yeah, Alec Danvers.
Oh,
that is Supergirl. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Alex Danvers because. And let's only talk about Alex Danvers.
Because you want to use a different character?
Yes.
Okay.
Because Alex was Kara's sister.
Yeah.
And she was an out... Was she out early in the show or does she come out during the show?
She's out during the show. Yeah. It's like a... Like, maybe... How many seasons of Supergirl?
I think it's, like, halfway through season two.
Yeah, probably. Probably halfway through season two, she comes out.
Yeah.
Because of that detective.
The detective character.
That she falls in love with.
Yeah. But they ended up separating because of kids. Because of the kids. Kids discussion.
Yeah. And she wanted to have kids and she did.
Yeah.
The whole deal that I like about her is she is not a stereotypical character. And disagree with me. She's tough, athletic, and she's vulnerable and masculine. And they show in her a complete identity,
Her identity isn't that she's a lesbian. No, she's also this, like, tough, strong leader of a military organization. But she's also, like, vulnerable and caring, and she wants to be a mom. And
it's like
her whole personality doesn't surround being...
I feel like they spent the whole of season one building her up for when she comes out as lesbian. It's not going to be the first thing you think of her.
No, you think of her as this complete, strong character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you go through this journey with her. Yeah. Good start. What was that one of the characters you were going to say?
That was not one of the characters I was going to say.
I think I know one of the characters.
All right, well, hang on. I want to go next.
Okay.
Because I got more of a history with LGBTQ characters. Hunter will not know this. If you think hard enough, Ricky, you'll guess the show.
Okay.
The character's name is Jodie Dallas.
Jodie Dallas?
It's a sitcom that I watch when I'm riding a bike. And it's from the 70s.
Is it soap?
Soap. It's from Soap. Billy Crystal.
I was going to say, is that Billy Crystal's character?
Played Jodie Dallas. And Billy Crystal's character, and if I'm wrong, please email me at dwopodcasting@gmail.com. Jodie Dallas is the first gay character on a television show. An outwardly main gay character.
You know who Billy Crystal is, Single H, right?
No.
Imagine him as a cartoon character, and he's small, he's green, he's got one eyeball, he's best friends with a blue furry creature.
A blue carpet.
Blue carpet.
Oh, did he play Mike?
Yeah, he's Mike Wazowski.
Billy Crystal, we love you. One of the greatest comedians ever.
Yes.
And he has been reduced on our podcast to a stereotypical player.
No.
Don't you dare talk about Mike Wazowski.
And Single H's response was he Mike Wazowski? Not, that's Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
He also encourages people to storm castles.
Yes. Billy Crystal, huge comedian, many, 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 many movies, all the movies. Billy Crystal, Jodie Dallas, and I picked Jodie Dallas because, to my knowledge, the first out main character in a TV show. Yeah. All right, Rick Kane.
Okay. The one that I'm going to choose is, I thought Single H might choose this character, but I'm going to say it, and there's other characters in this, like, complete, like, series that's spectacular.
Oh, wait, I think
I'm going to say Yaz. Yasmin can.
Oh,
from man. The newer from the latest season of Doctor Who.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
And we can loop through this show a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I really enjoy her relationship with the Doctor. I think we've seen that relationship before with that someone completely is not just like is like in awe of the Doctor, but like falls in love with the Doctor and has to deal with the fact that the Doctor.
All right, let's go through all the straight relationships. Rose, Clara.
Maybe Martha. I think like for a little bit, Martha Jones might fit that category.
Yeah. And no, I'm not saying Sarah Jane.
No.
I won't. She is the companion, and I think that they had a cohabitable relationship.
Her and Donna Noble, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like besties.
Yeah.
But yeah, yes. And, like, because you, like, she's just, like, she wants to be a part of the Doctor's life. She loves all the adventures, and she just falls in love with her. And you, like, see her, like, struggle with the fact that, like, the Doctor won't love her completely back and she can't have the life she wants with the Doctor, but she's still there. She still loves and supports the Doctor.
Yes.
And it's fun. You get to see her journey and her realizing that she doesn't just like, you get to see her like realize like her kind of coming out thing. And like it was in one of the New Year's specials. I think it was the one with the Daleks in the warehouse where the one guy's like, I want to speak to your manager. And it's like, Daleks do not have managers.
Yeah.
That episode. Like, I think that's like, that episode is when she like truly realizes like, this is more than just like, she's my really good friend. Like, I really love her.
So was one of yours? Yes. Who?
No.
Who's Googling right now?
No, I'm not.
Gay characters on his phone.
No, I'm not.
So are you going to go next then?
Yeah.
All right, go next.
And I wasn't doing that. And I'm going to do the opposite one of where I'm thinking, and I'm going to go back to the one that I was originally thinking.
Drive-through Starbucks.
Carlos. From High School Musical, the Musical, the Series.
Oh my gosh, yes. I love Carlos. Carlos and Seb.
Yeah.
They're actually dating in real life.
Yeah. Shut up.
There's a
I don't know who they are.
They're from.
Oh, believe me, I will fork you to watch it over the summer.
This is CLH's character. I'll let him give you the whole Wikipedia summary.
He is the choreographer / actor. In High School Musical, the Musical, the Series. In character, he's the choreographer / actor. I got it. And he is the one constantly hyping up the team and constantly trying to make sure everyone is doing their best and it's non-stop caring about everyone. Even people that he doesn't completely agree with, aka him and Gina's little fight in season 2. Trying to do the choreography for Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah. Another fun thing that I really like with Carlos and his relationship with Seb in the TV show is that I think it's like Seb, he's really like worried that the only reason that they're together is that they're the only two gay people in the school, and that's the only reason that they're dating. And Carlos like writes and sings a song to him. It's like, no, like, we're together because I love you and I love all these things about you, and it's not just because of this. Like, I'm happy that you chose me
their relationship normal.
Yeah.
Like, there was no big reaction from the rest of the characters. It was lifted normal.
Yeah.
Cool.
They're dating now.
I love show that. I love coming out
scenes. But you don't have to date on the TV show.
Yeah.
So that they could date in real life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that I love coming out scenes, but I also love shows more that have no need for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. So, who's next?
You. You are.
All right. I want to go with Fred Rosser's, also known as Darren Young.
Oh! Yeah, Darren Young. He's a wrestler.
He's a wrestler. Currently known as Fred Rosser. And he is the first wrestler to... Okay, you gotta bear with me, because even I would come back with Pat Patterson. Okay?
But I think I know what you're saying.
But he is the first person to be... The first wrestler to be out.
Yeah.
In wrestling.
Opening.
While he was still a wrestler.
While he was still performing.
But still a performer.
All right.
Yeah.
So does that kind can of make sense?
Can I say that a little bit more simple?
Yeah.
The first wrestler to be openly gay?
No.
Pat Patterson, I have to secede.
Yeah.
Pat Patterson is the first open wrestler, openly gay wrestler. But here's the deal with Pat. Okay? Pat wasn't out to the public. Pat wasn't out to the world. But Darren Young, out to the world.
Yeah, while he was still an active performer.
While he was still an active performer. Yeah. So, but no, even I give in. I concede. Pat Patterson is the first openly gay performer, but Darren Young is the first out performer.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair?
Fair.
Yeah. I didn't understand how you said it.
Yeah.
I remember, like, that being a whole new story when he came out.
Yeah, well, and he kind of got caught by TMZ, and they said, hey, do you know any gay wrestlers? And he said, well, yeah, I'm a gay wrestler. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... Like, I remember, because I was, like, super young when it happened, and I was confused and, like, not really aware of everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's weird. Why is, like, that such a big deal? Why did he get, like, fired over it and stuff? And, I just remember it was, like, everywhere.
Did he get fired over that?
I don't remember if it was over it, but I feel like he got fired around the same time.
He was fired around the same time, though. That is true. Okay, but that's fair.
Doesn't make logical sense.
Well, there's a lot in this, and it's why we have days like Pride by the Beach and Pride Days and stuff like that, because there's a lot that doesn't make sense in this. There's
a lot of, like, whys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... That's why it's important. Why, like, yes, like, every day should be Pride Day, every day should be Black History Day, but it's important to have, like, those special days and months set aside to be like, hey, like, these groups went through all of this, and we should acknowledge that.
We should acknowledge it.
Learn and know why it's such a bad thing, that, and why we have to have this month for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go down instead of up. And that, okay. This is the journey of not getting here early.
Yes.
Okay, you have anything else to say, or then I'll do my character?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I just think it's cool, and he kind of carried it, and then he's opened the door for other people, like Effie, like Anthony Bowen, to be out characters.
Yeah.
And not stereotypes, but out. Yeah.
Okay. My next one will be, hopefully I don't see your single age. Excuse me. I'm going to say Robin from Stranger Things.
No, you did not steal mine.
Good. I'm going to say Robin from Stranger Things. I thought it was cool. I liked her coming out scene with Steve in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. That's funny how it happened.
That was funny how it happened. And then, their whole, conversation. Like, Steve was like, okay, cool, bro. And then they started talking about a girl that they both had a crush on. And I like their relationship throughout that Steve's the proud dad to openly, well, not maybe not openly, but like.
I don't think she's openly gay to people.
That's right. She's not open because people keep saying like, oh, are you dating? And they're like, no, we're just like really good friends.
And it's not
we're platonic with a capital P.
It's not that she didn't like him, it's that she didn't like him.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah, like him that way.
Yay! I found a parking spot, and I'm gonna park next to the person that can't park well.
Oh well. Anyway, that was interesting. I tried to.
That was fun. That was a great podcast. That we need to remember and celebrate all the time. That was Parts of Unknown for this week. Your name is?
Rick Kane. Your name is?
Michael Davis.
And you are?
The Single H. Have a great week.
Take it easy, guys, gals, and non-binary pals.
Woo!
Peace out.